Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The legendary band Styx have two new releases out, sort of. Their 2003 album Cyclorama is available for the first time ever on download and streaming platforms. And one of the songs from that album, These Are the Times, has a brand new video that pays tribute to frontline workers and first responders in the COVID-19 crisis. The singer of that song, These Are the Times, guitarist and founding member of Styx, JY, James Young, joins me right now. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. Got a bunch of my friends that have moved to your area, so I got some of them listening today, hopefully.
Oh, really? Yeah? Who do you know here in Denver?
Well, it's my former next-door neighbor, the Ellis's, and then there's Danny Shays, who played for the Rockies at one point in time. A big, tall, 6'8" guy who was, and his wife's an Olympic diver. And then there's some other friends that are involved in the auto racing and the oil business, live up north of the city. And I've got a dear friend, actually, that worked for Condoleezza Rice that is there as well. I haven't talked to her in ages, but she had her two twin boys and going it alone as a single mom. So
wow. Well, now tell me, did the Ellis's move away because the amplifiers were just too loud coming from your house? I can't imagine being your neighbor.
Well, the crazy thing was is that where I actually grew up, the houses were on 50-foot lots, and oh my God, did I play that guitar loud when I was a teenager. And thinking back on it, if I'd have been the next-door neighbor, I would have come over and killed me.
You know, that's an interesting thing. I never thought about this concept that the whole garage band idea is because mom and dad didn't want you playing in the house.
That's part of it, but my parents, at least, they knew where their kids were. We weren't out, getting in trouble. We were just making a racket in the basement.
And did they ever think that it was going to turn into a lifelong career for you, or did they advise you to maybe have a fallback plan?
Well, no, my dad insisted that he had not had the privilege of going to college. My grandfather actually started a family business when he came from Sweden, going back into the, I think it was about 1898. My dad was born in 1916, and he and two of his brothers took over the family construction business from my grandfather, and that was my fallback position. My dad wanted us all to go to college, and three of the five of us graduated. I have a degree, the closest thing to construction I could find was mechanical engineering, and there was also a little mechanical and aerospace engineering, even though I only had like two courses to really apply directly and solely to outer space. But mechanical engineering, to be involved in the construction business seemed like it would be a decent degree to have. So my fallback position was the family construction business, but my goal was to be a rock star.
Well, here you are mechanically engineering guitar strings, right? We're talking to JY, James Young from Styx. I mentioned that they have the new release digitally, Cyclorama, the 2003 album for the first time. And one of the songs that you sing on that album, These Are the Times, has a brand new video that is paying tribute to frontline workers and first responders in this COVID-19 crisis. How has the quarantine been treating you, and what are your reflections on what we're going through right now?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, I live in an area that is where the houses are spaced quite far apart, and we happen to have a very big lot with a very old house that was built back in the 1870s, frame house, and that house has been neglected by me really for the last 20 years of touring. We did get central air in there finally. We did get a new heating plant and a few other things, so it's survivable, but the old girl needs a new coat of makeup, and so I'm trying to work in time to get some work done on the house by different contractors, what have you.
So you're doing the same thing the rest of us suburban dads are doing right now, which is finding projects around the house to keep you occupied. In the meantime, though, you guys are working on new material, too. I follow Tommy Shaw on social media, and he's been in the studio quite a bit, and I know that you have been working on some brand-new material with him. He said that there is a new Styx album almost complete, but he's just waiting on you to do the vocals and guitar part. Is that accurate?
Well, that was accurate about a month ago, but I've actually gone and done all my vocals and guitar parts over the last space of the last few weeks. I was down there. I think I've been home now for about 10 days since I was down there. But so that news is a little bit not quite up to date, but I've got my work done pretty quickly.
All right. So the album then is fairly complete. When do we think we're going to have that out?
Well, I think our manager and our record company both would like us to wait until we're going to have a tour, so there can be a synergy in terms of just, you know, creating awareness that there's a new piece of Styx music that's available, and it's not exactly in my hands because I really kind of defer to the people who know a little bit more about how we should time these things. And I think a tour, I mean, we've been very successful as a touring act for the last 20 years, and it's only our audience has only grown. So we've built a live audience based on the current lineup we have, and which is not the original lineup. So we like to just keep doing that. I mean, we had the last show we did was Mardi Gras, and I think on the last day of February this year, we were on stage at 1:30 in the morning.
Well, that's not a bad note to end on. 1:30 in the morning at Mardi Gras is a good final concert up to this point to have had.
Well, we didn't get on stage till 3:00. Then I went straight to the airport and got out of there and that was a good thing because I heard, I think the virus kind of came in there maybe in the week after that. So
yeah, that was one of the hot spots early on. We're talking to James Young, JY from Styx, guitarist and founding member. New album coming out. You mentioned you were down at Tommy Shaw's place. I know he's got a studio and a home in Nashville. And you guys shot a little video down there that I saw the other day, and you were interrupted by one of his cats jumping over the couch. And I happened to notice in some earlier videos, Tommy was in the studio eating food with a cat crawling all over him. Has he turned into a crazy cat lady or what?
Well, his better half, I think, runs the house. So he's doing precisely as he's told, as I am in my house. So
smart man.
Well, when you've been married for this long, if there was ever a divorce, you know who's going to get the bulk of the money. And it ain't going to be me. So I got to behave.
Yeah.
I expect to have a few nickels left.
Well, happy wife, happy life, and also your money, sure. Absolutely. Now, you mentioned about having a tour. I know you guys have added some dates already on the calendar. I think I saw that you were playing some shows toward the end of the year. Are you testing the waters in that front or what?
Well, that's our management and our booking agency and venues collaborating to try and, you know, I think there's a prayers being said that, you know, these will actually be opened, that these venues will be allowed to be open at that point in time. And I can't, you know, it's like this, the changes on almost on an hourly basis, certainly on a weekly basis, what I'm hearing, you know, then we have a conference call, Zoom call every, you know, couple of weeks with the band and crew, because we were trying to hang on to our crew, and the government helped with a little bit of that money we got out early and doing that kind of stuff, but I have no definite idea about. I know I want to be back out there, and I know it's going to happen as soon as it seems safe and reasonable to do it. I'm taking care of myself. I'm eating my Wheaties.
Yeah, you have to do what you can do, and hopefully by summer of 2021 we'll get back to normal and we'll see you guys on the road. And if you come through Denver, you're not going to make any money at all because you're going to have to give all free tickets to all your friends that live here now in town. So this will be a freebie show for you if you make it here. And in the meantime, we'll have some new Styx material out soon, and the 2003 album Cyclorama is available for the first time on download and streaming platforms. And check out that video for These Are the Times that pays tribute to the first responders and frontline workers. James Young, JY from Styx, thanks so much.
Dave, thank you.
Great to talk to you. See you soon.
Okay.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.